Tri-County Contracting, worry-free roofing, siding, and windows. To sign up for a free estimate, get info on their worry-free roof tune-up or their free yearly roof inspections, or to get an instant roof quote, visit them online at tricountycontractingwi.com.
I can just go whatever. You tell me. You're the tech inventors.
It's going to ask you. It's going to say, hey, well, Vince, how are you going to make this customizable for you?
Help I don't us. Want it.
Tell
I want
us how to do it.
Just make it good.
Live from the Annex Wealth Management Studios at the Avenue in downtown Milwaukee, this is Wisconsin's Morning News. Here's Eric Bilstad and Vince Petrano.
So it's one thing to eat bugs that have been prepared in some fashion, right?
Sure.
Another entirely to just pick them out of the sky and start munching. Fire up the live stream for this one as well. You can watch us on YouTube, WTMJ.com, our mobile app. Text WATCH to 855-616-1620. We're going to share the video. Cicada's update for you on this Tuesday morning.
Give it up for John Cicada.
It's kind of almost deafening.
With billions of cicadas emerging at the same time.
Not cicadas, cicadas. Now, we've detailed before, cicadas can and are often cooked and prepared. I believe one of our textures called them tree shrimp.
Right? Okay, yes, yeah.
And we're talking a lot about them this year because you have this historic brood convergence happening for the first time in like 200 years. Two broods emerging at the same time to achieve a crossover zone, primarily east central Illinois, where they'll get both of them.
Right.
So they got a bumper crop coming. We'll just get our usuals. But anyway, there's this video out from a minor league baseball game. Greg Pancake Hill has put it up on the live stream for you. With fans ending up on the big replay board there, just picking them out of the sky and eating them.
What is that? Odd. He's holding a cicada. No. Oh, no. That's awful. What human being does that? So we just caught a guy in the stand dip a cicada into a cup of beer and then eat it.
The broadcast booth is appalled as this fan yet takes this still fluttering bug, dips it in his beer, and just eats it.
I don't get it. I don't. No one does that with anything. You could maybe pick a strawberry and eat that, but I don't see anyone grabbing a shrimp and just eating it.
You out of the ocean?
Yes, you eat it after it's prepared. Yes. Why would you just grab anything live and put it in your mouth?
Rocket City Trash Pandas, Los Angeles Angels AA team near Huntsville, Alabama. So they're right in the zone for one of the big cicada broods. Another fan then starts getting in on the action. I mean, I guess you're on the Jumbotron, so your turn.
That's a sick, twisted individual right there, and he's just smiling away. I'm assuming that's his daughter next to him. He's still going at it. Oh, my goodness. Well, I guess other folks are getting in on the act as well. Golly.
Listen to him here.
This is not pleasant, and they're showing it on the video board here in right field.
Just appalled there.
Some of the fans. Oh!
So I guess, right? The second guy didn't seem to like it. The first guy seemed to like really like it. He had a couple. Second guy was almost like he took a dare. Like, oh, yeah?
Prepared is one thing. You want to prepare something that can be considered.
As for the cooking, a chef that we featured earlier in our cicada coverage says you want to wait for them to shed the exoskeleton first. You want to freeze them alive, then boil them before adding to your recipes, however you like them.
Okay.
Or I guess you can just pick them right out of the sky at the yard.
Time for an update from the Gruber Law Office's One Call, That's All Sports Desk. Here's Eric Bilstad and Vince Vetrano.
Brewers and Cubs again tonight at American Family Field. What a game, Memorial Day.
3-0 pitch. Fly ball deep center. Bellinger back. And it is gone! Home run number 8 for Willy Adames. And he has busted this one wide open.
Jeff Levering on the call right here on 620 WTMJ. Willy Adames with a 3-run jack in the Brewers' 5-run 8th inning. Also in the storyline, Brewers rookie Bobby Gass on the hill in front of 41,000 fans. What has he made, like 4 starts?
Yeah, I think
ever
that's right.
in his career. Think about the stage he's on. And Craig Counsell is back. He throws six shutout innings, and the Brewers take the first of four from the Cubs on the return of said Craig Counsell. 5-1 was the final. Same two teams tonight. 6:40 is the first pitch.
Craig Counsell day at the ball yard, everybody. Sure Come was. On down. Yeah, he said, okay, go ahead and boo if you need to.
Cheer, boo, whatever, man. Just have a good time at the game. You know, that's what fans get to do. So that's just have a good time. It's Memorial Day. You don't have to go to work today. Let's all have a good time.
All right, yes, sir.
And there it was. said.
Lots of booing during the video montage that they played. He was booed during when he was announced. He was booed in the eighth inning when he walked out there. So, yes, he was booed all the time. The fans telling ESPN Milwaukee there's a reason for
it. We won't miss him, right?
He's a bum. He wants to go to Chicago. Fine. I'm glad you suck.
Not a fan. Not a fan at all.
You're a traitor.
Sorry for cussing. Sorry for cussing.
Sorry for cussing. Sorry, not sorry.
So Willy Adames had that three-run bomb, which really kind of put it away, right? And Adames, obviously tight with Counsell. He was asked about if he had talked to Craig yet.
Did you have any conversations with him at all?
No, not today. Not today. I haven't talked to him today. I know he probably had too many people, too much stuff going on today, and especially after the hard time that the fans gave him tonight.
Yes. Yep, the hard time the fans gave him. So, yes, they're back at it today. Now we can all focus on baseball.
I guess, but it is a thing for everybody to downplay, for the players, and Murph will come on later. He joins us at 7:45.
He'll downplay it.
You know, it's just a game. It's May. It's whatever. Guys had to be thinking about that. Here's Adames saying, yeah, I didn't talk to him today. I might talk to him tomorrow. It's at least in their heads. Yeah. And it was a big day. A lot of energy in that ballpark. Embrace it. 7:18 on Wisconsin's Morning News. Talk live with Storm Team 4 Chief Meteorologist Brian Nisnansky about more storms this afternoon. That's next. At 7:22 on this Tuesday morning, joined now by Storm Team 4 Chief Meteorologist Brian Nisnansky. Dude, again with the rain.
Oh my gosh, right? It's like every other day, not only rain, but a chance for, you know, strong thunderstorms.
Yeah, are you looking at a severe threat at all this afternoon, or just things on the strong side?
I think there's a chance we get a couple severe storms. I think the primary threat will be hail with these ones. So it's, I mean, very scattered. Definitely not looking at a massive severe weather outbreak. However, with that said, there have been, you know, similar setups where it's not looking like we're going to get, you know, hammered and stuff, and we end up with 20 severe thunderstorm warnings. So I don't think that'll be the case, but certainly possible we get a couple storms that reach severe limits for hail.
Boy, it is just wave after wave of the severe stuff, too, whether here in the southern portions of the state or across the country.
Yeah, totally. Other parts of the country, it's been a really rough go. We've had kind of borderline severe stuff, some minor low-end tornadoes, but there's been some spots south that have obviously you've seen on the news, just really devastating tornadoes. And it reminds us this time of year, this is what, you know, you potentially could have. And that's why I think it's really important that people hear also don't let their guard down a little bit, because we've had, you know, so many, you know, low-end tornadoes, EF0s, EF1s, that historically, we've had the big ones too. Now, granted, most of them are on the low end, but we have had the big ones. You know, we've had EF4s, we've had F5s, you know, here in Wisconsin as well, and quite frankly, we're due.
Can you project out at all here, Niz? Like, are we caught in some sort of pattern here in the upper Midwest where this is what our summer looks like? Or, you know, are we just in a stretch here?
I have not dived into, you know, like climate as far as how our summer is looking. However, I will say right now we're just in that very active pattern where we are stuck in between your basically summer air mass, warm, humid air, and still kind of spring trying to work its way in from the north. We are right in that transition zone, and we've been in it for the last couple weeks. What will eventually happen is we're going to gradually warm up, and it's going to be more of a summer climate. And then that will, in general, as we know, come July, we'll go weeks without getting a drop of rain. And I do think that eventually we will get more into that typical summer air mass and pattern here in southern Wisconsin.
Niz, I can help confirm this for you. So I'm opening up the Farmer's Almanac, which I know you spend
a lot
of time.
Right? Which is gospel. Right.
And the almanac says for this summer indicates a muggy and stormy couple of months. So
you could sell that book, Niz.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. They add a possible to that. Yeah. No. I mean, so sure. Yeah, of course. I mean, summers can be humid, for sure. I don't see anything. So funny. But what I was getting at is I don't see anything that would be completely out of the ordinary for what we see in summertime. I mean, yeah, we'll eventually warm up, get more into a summer pattern. But yeah, if this continues, we won't be complaining too much, you know, about our lawns. What's crazy is a year ago at this time, we were already building our moderate to severe drought. This was a really dry spring. You know, we have, I think at right now, we're 6 inches ahead of pace as far as precipitation for the year. At this point last year, we had a deficit of at least 6 inches. So it's a complete 180.
I told you yesterday, Niz and I were not texting about the weather. He's lighting me up on the Brewers game.
Yeah, like, of course.
You like that, Niz? That's a good outcome.
Oh, I love it, man. I like the fire of this team. I mean, that's the one thing Pat Murphy said he was going to bring, and he's bringing it. I mean, whether you like it or not, you know, we got a little trash talking. We got, you know, a little edge on this team, and it's serving us good.
I like it. Roof closed yesterday. Were they worried about storms, or was it a temperature thing, you think? Or
probably storms. Because yesterday we had those tiny little things that were like on the radar, just kind of peppered a little bit. I got under one in Grafton. It lasted like, I don't know, like 2 minutes, and that's it. So I think today's stuff in the afternoon and evening will be a little bit more coverage. My daughter has her last soccer game, so we'll see if she gets that in. But yeah, stormy pattern. And how about this? We get hit with – okay, so last week, The Voice, we had tornado warning conflicts. Mm-hmm. Then we get hit with the same thing during the Indianapolis 500 on Sunday or on Saturday. Or was it Sunday? Yeah,
Sunday.
Exactly. Yeah. It's like, oh, my gosh, guys, you know, conflicting. And we get it, and, you know, it's a protocol that we're working through, some highly watched event. You know, we now have the flexibility. Our management has given us the flexibility that if there's still a tornado warning, but we think that tornado threat is over with or it doesn't exist as a meteorologist, we have the ability to get out. So it's working out.
Well, I love you, Niz.
Appreciate it, guys.
Keep an eye on that weather for this afternoon. Again, widespread afternoon showers and thunderstorms with a high of 66 today. Brewers manager Pat Murphy, our guest on Brewers 360 at 7:45.
Your iPhone may soon look a bit different, at least the home screen layout of the device. So the home screen, Vince, has remained largely unchanged since the iPhone debuted back in 2007. But Bloomberg is reporting that the latest operating system will let users customize the home screen.
Oh, I don't want to do that.
So you can change the color of the app icons, arrange them however you'd like. They don't necessarily need to be in a grid pattern. Maybe they just float around on your screen.
Why don't you just tell me how I want the phone? Like, I don't know what I want or don't want on the phone. Why don't you just roll the thing out and let me use it?
Bloomberg has this detail. It says, while some users might sort their apps in folders today, the update could allow them to color code their home screen. So maybe you have a little bit more freedom to show your creative muscles if that's what you'd like to do.
No, I'm coming off like old guy rejecting tech or whatever. Like, I'm tech savvy enough, but
sure.
I just don't want all these, like... One more thing to do then, right?
Not necessarily.
Oh, you can customize your screen. You can move this. You can do
it. But you can default it, can't you? It's like, meh.
I can just go whatever. You tell me. You're the tech inventors.
It's going to ask you. It's going to say, hey, well, Vince, how are you going to make this customizable for you?
I don't want it.
Tell us how to do it.
Just make it good. Tell me how to use it.
Right. Well, it's coming. It sounds like Bloomberg says it's coming in June.
News is sponsored by Annex Wealth Management's Money Talk. That's heard Saturdays at 10 right here on WTMJ. It's 7:42 on Wisconsin's Morning News this Tuesday morning.
Looked so good, did it?
Huh?
Tuesday morning.
Oh, see, I get it. I didn't even...
Deep cut there. Anyway, go ahead.
I didn't even get my own bumper joke. Greg Pancake Hill dialing it up back there. There you go. The Milwaukee County Parks Department regrets to announce that, due to a lack of sponsorship, the traditional July 3rd fireworks at the lakefront will not be held this year. I wanted to cover this for two reasons today. One, because it came out late Friday, I think.
Kind of hidden in the holiday weekend a little bit.
This might be the first time you're hearing that. And then also to ask, is this a big deal or no? I don't know. I come down on either side of it, and I know folks who have long had that tradition, who like to go out there and camp and do all the things and whatever, they're going to say it's a big deal. But there's a reason it's going away. I don't think it's because it's less popular.
Yeah, I guess for me, I'm with you. I can understand both sides of it. It's just disappointing that a large city of our size can't put on a celebration.
Premier event. Well, now in fairness to Milwaukee County, they've got, let me see, Hales Corners, Cudahy, right. Glendale, South Milwaukee, City of Milwaukee, bing, 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 bing. Like all of these different parks that on the 4th are going to have their own fireworks displays.
I get it.
It's not like we're not having any fireworks.
Fireworks are everywhere all the time. You're totally right. I'm not going to disagree with you there. And I have to admit, they're not really my thing. All I need is like 3 minutes worth.
So we'll have to get into it at 8:10 this morning. We'll kick off the 8 o'clock hour with that. And if you have some thoughts on it one way or another, big deal or no, share them with us as we tee that up just after 8 o'clock today. 855-616-1620. No major July 3rd fireworks display on the lakefront this year. Be interested in your thoughts. We've got Brewers manager Pat Murphy joining us on Brewers 360 next.
Time for an update from the Gruber Law Office's One Call, That's All Sports Desk. Here's Eric Bilstad and Vince Vetrano.
Brewers and Cubs again tonight at American Family Field. Brewers take the first in a four-game series, 5-1 your final Monday afternoon. 6:40, the first pitch tonight. Brewers 360 is sponsored by Outdoor Living Unlimited. And on Tuesdays, we're joined by the manager of your Milwaukee Brewers, Pat Murphy. Morning, Murph.
Morning.
Man, how glad are you to have that one behind you? Okay, all the Craig Council, all the, what are they going to say to each other when they step out, you know, and exchange lineup cards? Are they going to boo or are they not going to boo? It's behind you now, and now we just play baseball tonight.
Well, it was a great environment. All that kind of stuff is for other people. Craig and I have a close relationship and always will. It's a little different. It's taken on a little different identity, but... Yeah, it was great. Yesterday was a great ball game, start to finish. You don't see many 0-0 games going into the eighth inning, so it was pretty special.
When you guys were exchanging lineup cards, looked like you were having a laugh. Was that a nice moment?
Yeah. You know, again, Craig and I both get what's going on, and his kids were in the stands, and I got a chance to make a little gesture towards his daughters, and yeah, we had fun with it.
They booing also?
I don't think so. Hey, talk about it, performance. You know, taking a no-run game into the eighth. I was thinking about our young rookie, Bobby Gass, as we're calling him. Robert Gasser's on the hill. I mean, what was that, like his fourth start, Murph, to be in front of 41,000-plus in that environment, all the value added of the Craig Council and the Cubs and a rival. I mean, what a moment for that kid to rise up and shine.
Really was. You know, I think his focus is good. You know, it comes down to, it's not about you. You know, you got a responsibility for your teammates, and he went out there and executed for his teammates, and that's a great lesson for everyone. You know, like, I'm not going to let these emotions spill over because I got a job to do.
Willie Adames said something interesting after the game, Skip, and I'm not sure if you heard, but, you know, he said because Gasser throws so many strikes, it keeps the defense fully engaged in the game, that they're on their toes because they know a lot of balls are going to be put in play.
No doubt about it. I mean, that's every position player's dream, is to have a pitcher throwing strikes, filling it up so the game keeps moving and keeps you on your toes. And Gasser certainly has done that in his first appearances. It's been amazing.
Freddy Peralta on the hill tonight for the Crew, and, you know, that's great. Yesterday was a great day and a great game, but you got three more against the Cubs, and right now would be a great time to put the boot down because they're reeling a bit.
Well, again, you know, you start thinking that way, that's the way that the fans think about it. You know, we have to think about being prepared and winning tonight, doing whatever we have to do to win tonight. And if we keep that mentality with these young players and all we've been through, that'll lead us somewhere, you know. And if we start getting ahead of ourselves or looking at standings or looking at things like that, this is not appropriate. Every year, first third of the season, you can see a team at the bottom that ends up on the top. So we can't think that way. We just have to think about, this is our routine. This is how we play the game. This is how we improve. This is what I need to be aware of. This is my responsibility, and then go out and win tonight.
So the clubhouse doesn't have like the standings, like just right there by the food where everyone can see them.
No, I'm not sure with all our young players, I'm not sure they even know who's on our division.
Yeah, we talked about that a little bit too. Some of the places you're getting an opportunity to play coming off the series in Boston. How many guys on that roster had never been to Fenway Park? And there they are walking out on a storied field like that. It must be special for them. I mean, you don't want them to get distracted by it, but you got, they're young kids who grew up as fans of the game, and there they are at Fenway Park.
No, hey, I got distracted by it. What a great environment. You know, it was tremendous. Even though I've been there before and coached games there before, it takes you every time. It's a special thing, one, to be able to live this life, and two, to be able to visit those storied places.
Three more against the Cubs here, and then the White Sox come to town. Thanks, Skip.
Go get them, Skip.
You got it, man.
6:40, first pitch tonight at American Family Field.
Idea Man.
NBA athletes to me, especially the wings, Giannis and LeBron, those cats are the best athletes in the world, in my opinion.
Innovator.
Can they go out and play 17 weeks when they have Fred Warner, Quay coming at them and drilling them? No, they don't want that life.
And Packers Hall of Famer.
But do they want to go through this life that NFL players have chosen? I don't think so.
It's time for Tausch on Wisconsin's Morning News. Presented by Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin and Kohler Services.
Mark Tauscher on Wisconsin's Morning News, sponsored by Kohler Services.
All right, Tausch, is this the beginning of the end for the movies? The box office this year estimated at $128 million for Memorial Day weekend. So that's down from last year, but it is its lowest amount of money made on a Memorial Day weekend, which is when you kick off the summer blockbusters, in 30 years.
Oof.
We haven't had it this low since 1995 when Casper was haunting the screens.
Boy, and the weather sucked. Perfect time to go out and see a movie, right?
What is happening?
Weather sucked all across the country.
You wonder, you know, I think obviously the movie-going experience for us at a certain age was always a big deal. You know, I can remember, I think the first movie I went to back in Marshfield, Wisconsin was Bambi. I can remember going, and that was one of the first that I can recall. And it used to be this, you know, special, you know, thing that you'd go, whether you're friends or family or whatever it would be. And now I think with obviously the cell phone and streaming and Netflix and all this stuff, it is kind of dampened. You're seeing more movies released. And what I think happened, COVID, I think, sped this process up a bunch. I think this was going to be a slow drag, but there's still movies that I think really need to be seen in a theater. The last one that I know I needed, it's like our family, we're going, was Top Gun with Tom Cruise. That was one where you get all those special effects. But I don't know if you're going to go and see a rom-com or something else. I think those days are probably numbered. So unless it's a blockbuster of blockbusters, I don't know how long. I kept joking with you guys because I knew I was going to about Oppenheimer. I've been waiting and waiting. Why is it not on an airplane yet? Why? And they held off. And I think that was one of the bigger box office hits of the year. But you have to really be disciplined in if you're putting movies out. And I just don't think there's too much money to be made in the streaming part of it. I do think the days of the movie-going experience is probably slipping away.
I think the other thing that will get me to the theater, Tausch, outside of what you mentioned, which is got to see this on the biggest screen possible, right, is the communal effect. If it's a fan film, like, I will insist on seeing whatever Star Wars comes out at the theater because I want to sit next to a guy in a stormtrooper outfit and guys bringing their lightsabers. Yes. Like, I want that experience, and I want to be in that hall with those like-minded fans.
Yeah, I can see that. I mean, that I think right now, and you know, you're kind of look at the landscape of communities and everything else, and everybody is always. That's why sports are so popular and still, you know, the big when you start looking at TV deals and all this other stuff, because that's kind of the last bastion. You know, religion is still there. But when you talk about sports and how that gets, you go to Lambeau, you have those experiences, you have something that everybody is kind of on the same page with. Outside of that, it's getting harder and harder to find some of those things that bring communities together. And so the movie going, if the movie makers could figure out ways for that elixir to get, oh, this will bring Vinny to dress up in you know, Chewbacca, great. But those things, I don't know if there's anything new that's coming out that will do that. It's all nostalgic. Are young people doing that? I don't know the answer to that.
Yeah, that's why they keep going after the Gen Xers, trying to figure out how to make movies or shows.
These suckers will come after this. Why,
every movie's a remake, or yeah, they're redoing something, and they're still pulling out all of us that are 40, 45 plus, that still have that nostalgia. What are young people's nostalgic things? Everything is so, it's kind of scavenged through. I don't know what the nostalgia is going to be. Is it Pokemon? Like, I don't know. I'd need some younger people to help me out with that.
Thanks, Tausch. Talk again tomorrow.
Yeah, see ya.